SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 6th of December 2021. We're taking a close look at the share market today as we end the year, and the 200 went in and out of positive territory today. There's a lot of variables impacting the market with a bit of uncertainty and some new concerns coming out of China. The S&P ASX 200 up by 0.05% to 7,245. For more, I spoke earlier with James Wheeler from VFS Group.
Right now it's been driven by a few different parts of the narrative at the moment. You've obviously got what's going on with the Fed increasing their tapering rate and people sort of expecting what interest rates are then going to go up after that. That's causing a huge devaluation in the tech sector. And then you've also got the fact that maybe if you've got supply chain issues coming off that might be easing inflationary pressures, you've also got the Omicron variant potentially meaning that China is going to start to increase and tighten its restrictions at ports, which is going to bring supply chain issues back into play. Global markets are starting to feel a little bit of jelly legs at the moment with regards to whether they're going to be bullish on this news or bearish on the news, because it seems like bad news actually now is bad news as opposed to it being good news through more stimulus. I hope that sounded okay. If it sounds confused, then you know where the market is sitting right now.
Okay, so let's break down all of the different variables, if we can, that's impacting the markets, because it all seems interconnected, right? How much is the market preparing itself for a huge withdrawal of economic stimulus globally?
Right now, it's seeming like it's okay with the idea that stimulus is going to come off, because that's not something that is there normally. What the market is really starting to prepare itself for is the potential for interest rates to creep up a little bit. If that happens, then all the new valuations need to be kicked in to those stocks that have had lofty expectations and lofty valuations. And that's sort of something that the market is now sort of tweaking with. So the tapering of bond purchases and QE isn't so much something that markets are shaky about. That's been communicated. They're okay with it. It's the rate rises that come afterwards that people are starting to get nervous about.
We've also got an update from Evergrande in China over the weekend. It says it may not be able to meet demand of a repayment of around $370 million in debt. Is this a big overhang on the market still?
Yeah, it is, especially in China, and with regards to what is happening in China with those companies being allowed to potentially fail and how many people are going to be taken down by it. It's more just sort of the question with what's going on in China and if they have the capacity to support the companies that are struggling over there and where President Xi wants to take that country going into the future. There's some big questions on that. But yes, the debt problem of Evergrande is an issue for spreading through China. There is a bit of contagion fear, but actually an impact on the economy and the impact on markets, probably not so much all the way through to places like here and the places like America as well.
You mentioned earlier that rising in interest rates isn't necessarily good news for valuations for the tech sector, right? Buy now, pay later players today smashed, Zips at a 52-week low. So what can you tell me about the valuations of these stocks right now? What's behind their slump? Are there glory days behind them? And more importantly, what do you think this means for now the takeover, that huge takeover of Afterpay?
So the valuation of tech stocks, the things that were supercharged, overvalued, that we all sort of know what these names are in that space. As the expectation of rate rises go up, you sort of start to, and analysts and all brokers need to start to reassess exactly what that money sort of means in the future for them, putting it very simply for that. These stocks that had a really high valuation without as much growth as people were expecting, now they're seeing that if there's a bit of a pullback, some recessionary impacts, then maybe you don't want to be holding those stocks. Also, if you want to get out of that stock because it's just in free fall, that's probably a smart thing for a lot of people to do as well, and to reallocate money to other places. It looks like the Afterpay takeover is going to get approved, from what I can see, with a shareholder vote coming up on the 14th of December, I believe. They need to get Supreme Court approval to remove the Spanish regulatory acceptance for their license, I believe, over there, and for that to go through. But it looks like the Square takeover is going to go ahead for Afterpay.
Okay, so given all of these uncertainties and the wild swings in the market, right, given the economic climate, how do you invest?
Well, with all of those things taken into account, you invest very carefully. You don't want to be involved in anything that's sort of loose tech, what I call lower quality tech. You want to have quality big name tech, things that you use every day, things that you know. Things like Google, things like Microsoft, things like, I hate to say it, potentially Facebook as well. You also want to own value stocks. And so some good value ETFs or some indexes is really where you want to be on that one too. Value, including things like financials. Financials go up in a rising rate environment. And if we've still got growth around the world, then financials should do okay. And always look to quality as well, not just in tech, but in quality companies too. That's consistency of earnings, you know, potentially good dividend yields, those really good chunky companies. But keep in mind that Cathie Wood's ARK Invest, her fund, only four of her stocks that are in that fund are not in a bear market at the moment. So if you want to have a look at the sort of stocks you don't want to be invested in, that's probably the list that you'd want to have a take a look at there. Lesser quality tech with more expectation of growth, and now it's not being met, and now the valuations are being hit.
James Whelan there.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.